Now let's take a trip into the ocean, about 1,000 meters down, where some unusual physics hold court. At this depth, sound waves don't behave the same way they do on land or even in other parts of the ocean. It is a peculiar phenomenon that has played a peculiar role in the nation's military history. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Todd Bookman of WHYY's The Pulse has our story.
Before we can talk of submarines and surveillance, we first need a little insight into underwater acoustics.
Okay. The name is Peter Worcester. I'm a research oceanographer at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
Worcester has been at Scripps in San Diego since 1978, and he's going to help explain how the SOFAR channel works.
The SOFAR channel stands for the Sound Fixing and Ranging Channel, and it's a result of how the speed of sound varies with depth in the ocean.
There's two things that determine how sound travels in the ocean: temperature and pressure. In warmer waters near the surface, sound waves move faster. But sound waves also move faster down deep, where pressures are higher. Think of these as a floor and ceiling. Sandwiched in between, there's this sweet spot, a layer of the Earth's oceans where sound waves move nice and slow, the SOFAR channel. In most of the planet's oceans, it lies between 800 and 1,000 meters below the surface. And what's interesting is that once waves get into the SOFAR channel, they get stuck there, ping-ponging off the warmer water above and higher pressure water just below.
What this does is it means that this sound doesn't interact with the surface or the seafloor.
The waves are basically trapped in the SOFAR channel, and with nothing in the way to sap their energy, they just keep fanning out.
So it can travel long distances before it's absorbed by the processes in the ocean that reduce sound.
We're talking hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles. This is a recording from inside the SOFAR channel. What you're hearing is an iceberg off Antarctica running aground. A powerful underwater microphone called a hydrophone is picking up the commotion loud and clear from 150 miles away. Researchers first discovered the SOFAR channel in the 1940s. Actually, two teams, one American, one Soviet, working independently of each other, confirmed the channel's properties basically at the same time.
Of course, these two groups didn't realize that they'd both found the same phenomena until many years later, when one could actually talk about such things.
Remember, this wasn't an era of broad scientific sharing. For the Americans, the immediate thought was, how could the SOFAR channel be used to help win World War II? The military came up with one sort of far-fetched idea. What if they could load American fighter planes with a small explosive charge in case the bomber was shot down over water? The explosives would be programmed to detonate in the SOFAR.
And so the notion was that the flyers would drop these devices that would make a sound, and then there would be hydrophones scattered around the ocean basin that would record these sounds, and then one could triangulate on where the downed flyer was and go locate the person.
That system, though, never got completely off the ground. The war was over within a year. But, ever vigilant, the military soon sees new promise in the SOFAR.
Of course, one of the first thoughts during the early part of the Cold War was how would one track Soviet submarines?
Loud, diesel-powered Soviet subs. The U.S. Navy, with the help of Bell Labs, began work on a secret operation dubbed Project Jezebel, placing hydrophones around the North Atlantic. They were looking for the low rumbles that would serve as warning of an enemy sub on the move. In time, a vast underwater surveillance system was in place. But it didn't always work as intended.
The sailors manning the systems would record these low-frequency sounds at about 18 hertz, 18 cycles per second. And they had absolutely no idea what they were. At least the story I've heard is that they referred to these sounds as coming from the Jezebel monster. Nowadays, we know that the Jezebel monster was fin and blue whales. They both vocalize at around 18 hertz. And so we now know what they are.
SOFAR listening system did wind up tracking more than chatty whales. It successfully detected a Soviet sub during the Cuban Missile Crisis and remained in use right up through the end of the Cold War. Today, there are still hydrophones dotting the world's oceans. Researchers like Peter Worster use them to study ocean temperature and current, as well as the impact of freighter traffic on marine life. They're also important for mapping seismic activity, like this small underwater earthquake heard 300 miles away in the eastern Pacific. Instead of eavesdropping on the Soviets, scientists are now tuning their ears to other sounds filling up the world's oceans and taking advantage of the SOFAR's unique properties to do it from long distances. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.